92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So House Democrats introduced their first piece of legislation in the new Congress, which is an anti-corruption bill. Cutting through the legal jargon, it would make Election Day a federal holiday with strong encouragement to private employers to give their people the day off as well. That idea is intended to allow working voters greater opportunity to cast their ballots. But seriously, how long does it take to go vote? Polling stations are open for 13 hours on Election Day. You're at work for 8 of those hours. How hard can it be? Now, I realize I'm saying that based on the small towns that most of us live in, where there's no line to get in the building on Election Day. And I know there's many places where people wait for several hours just to get in the door. So maybe those places with those big long lines of people need to figure out how to make it less painful for people to go vote. That's the key problem. Everyone can find excuses not to go vote, but clearly something needs to be done because we know when it's happening. It's not a surprise, and America has the lowest voter turnout rate of any modern democracy in the world today. Frankly, it's just another thing that we suck at.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.